This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. We spend hours deciding what to buy, but there's a split-second decision that can make or break a sale. Do you have the trust to hit buy now? Agentic commerce is testing that moment more than ever. And that's where PayPal comes in. With 25 years of checkouts, 400 million consumer accounts globally, and the benefit of purchase and seller protection, all of which make sure whenever a purchase starts, it ends with trust. Built for payments, growth, and agentic. PayPal Open, built for all business. Visit paypalopen.com.
Purchase and seller protections on eligible transactions only. Terms apply. See paypal.com/risk-management for details.
I tell myself, it's not about comparing, but then I start wondering, what can they lift? Are they adding more weight to their barbell than I am? And suddenly, I'm not training. Then I realize, my journey is not theirs. I've earned every step. So I smile. My smile is the shape resilience takes to keep me moving. To put more smiles out into the world, Colgate has supported female athletes for over 50 years with the Colgate Women's Games, the nation's longest running indoor track and field series for girls and women. Colgate, your smile is your strength.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for Hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's Hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Was it astral projection? She saw her mom sleeping and floating above herself at the same time.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and we love to hear your real ghost stories, so share them with us. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to listen to the show without commercials, you can do that. You can also get advanced episodes. You can access our archive by becoming a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon in here with me today.
Hey,
well, actually,
everybody.
You're not in here with me. Your dog is here. You are there in another town. I'm dog sitting.
It's a little confusing.
So if you hear a dog start barking, that's the deal.
He's
sound asleep right now, so I really don't think he will. But and then if that
he's a great guy,
yeah, he's a great guy. And if that happens, and Kathy will be like, "Oh, I miss my dog so much.
I'm missing my dog."
But she's going to New York, and I get to dog sit. So yay! Okay, you want to hear?
New York is pretty fun.
You want to hear a ghost?
Yeah,
story?
I totally do. Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, here we go. I have been listening to your show for a couple weeks now after my mom suggested it to me. I have two stories for you, and I apologize that it is a little lengthy. My first story has to do with astral projections, which I've heard you talk about in several episodes. I had heard of astral projection before, but never made the connection with my experience until you talked about it on your show. When I was maybe 6 years old, I used to wake up at 3 o'clock every morning without an alarm. I would just wake up, wait for the big grandfather clock in my house to chime three, use the restroom, crawl into bed between my parents. I have no idea how long I did this maybe a few weeks or months. At any rate, one night when I did this, I went into my parents' room down the hall from me, and I was standing at the foot of the bed about to climb up. The room was usually very dark, and I had to feel my way around the edge of the bed with only a little light from a street light out the window and a small one from the nightlight in the bathroom in the hallway. As I was standing there, probably petting my mom's cat who slept on the foot of the bed, I looked up at where I knew my mom was sleeping. Above her sleeping form, I saw her face and shoulders hovering there. I know it sounds like maybe she was sitting up in bed watching me, but she was far enough above her body that it didn't look the same. And I know for a fact that if she had seen me standing at the foot of the bed, she would have said something to me. Plus, she was transparent and glowing faintly. What is that?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay, wow. So continues, I do not recall being frightened because it was my mother's face. She just smiled at me and faded away as I watched. Being so young and feeling no negativity or threatening energy, I shrugged it off and climbed into bed to go to sleep. My mom always thought this was a cool story because she did not sit up to watch me that night, and she has always believed in the paranormal. I think that's so interesting.
Mm.
But then...
Sounds like mom has some sensitivity to this.
Yes. But I also think, mm-hmm. you know, depending on this person's age, and I hate to dismiss anything as, oh, it's your imagination, but, you know, when you're a little kid, you do have a very active imagination. I don't know if that could be it, but you also know what you saw.
Well, I can't imagine that she would make that up.
Right.
I mean, but I'm just saying, just seems like out of the realm of what a child would imagine.
Yeah, but I'm just saying sometimes kids see things. They have very active imaginations. I don't know. I know if I walked in my mom's house right now and I saw that shit, I would have to leave.
Well,
I'd be like, what is going on? I can't.
Well, you know, at 6 years old, you haven't lived enough to have all this, you know, these other ideas of how things are supposed to be.
Right.
Right. So you could actually have something happen to you and you might think, well, I guess that could be mom.
Well,
right?
And you don't feel threatened because you're seeing your mom.
So yeah, and the mom smiled, yeah. So it wasn't a threatening thing. But I would be interested to know, and maybe as we go through this a little deeper, if her mom has ever had any astral projections, out-of-body experiences, or maybe she has them and doesn't even know.
And I don't think we're going to get that answer because...
Okay.
Well, maybe we're moving on to the second part of the story.
Okay.
So here's the second story. It is much more recent. I have worked in Laramie, Wyoming for 2 years now at a residential treatment facility. The kids live in cottages there while they progress through their treatment, and there must be staff at a cottage at all times, including overnights. The cottage where I work was made specifically for deaf and hard of hearing residents, so the floors sort of echo so that it's very easy to hear or feel the vibrations of someone walking around. Which I think is such a great idea. I never really thought about that, but what a great idea is that. I always worked...
Vibrations would be important.
Yeah. I always worked overnight shifts with a coworker, and we would hear things on many occasions. I remember oftentimes hearing the sound of someone walking up and down the hallways, which we could see from where we were sitting, but no one was there. My coworker and I would exchange a glance as if to ask, "Did you hear that?" And assuming a resident was out of bed, we would go check. The cottage was not very big, and we only had at most 14 residents at one time. I would do a quick check and find nobody out of their bed or even awake. This happened frequently and frightened us both, so we did not want to check our residents. I get that, because then if you don't check your residents, you can debunk it. Oh, must have been one of the residents got up.
Well, or you just are too scared to go check the residents, right?
You got to walk past something.
That could be, yeah.
One night, we came into our shift at 11 p.m., and from very early on, we heard something fall off the wall. We went and picked up the board, which had fallen, and placed it on the table. Later in the night, sitting in a different room, we heard the same noise. And I said, oh, another board fell in the dining room. Wonder what these boards are. They just falling off the wall?
I'm a little,
what are they? Are they just boards?
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
We dismissed the noise and continued what we were doing. After a while, I happened to be up and went to pick up the fallen board, but there wasn't anything on the floor. I went back to my coworker and said a board had not fallen. Her eyes got wide and she said, then what was it that made the noise earlier? I told her I didn't know, and we were both thoroughly creeped out. I'd also heard many other stories about our cottage from times when I was not on a shift, such as one night when my coworkers went into the kitchen after hearing noises and found several cupboards and drawers open without anybody having been in there. You had that happen.
Mm-hmm. I sure did. I know exactly what that's like.
I had my roommate do that to me. John did that once. But it was creepy because I got up to go into the kitchen and I walked in and every cupboard and every drawer was open. And then I'm like, did you do that? And he's like, no. And he's an actor, so he was very good at it. No, he did it. He's just trying to get me.
Yeah, right. No, but that is very scary when that happens, when doors are open, cupboard doors open, drawers are pulled out, things are moved around.
Creepy, creepy.
Yeah, it really is.
I have also heard reports of sounds of laughter or whispering when the cottage is empty, besides the one staff who was completely alone. When I first started, I would hear the girls say things about the cottage being haunted and them seeing a little girl by the laundry room who would disappear. I didn't believe them because I had not seen or heard anything yet, and the girls who lived there usually had some sort of mental disorders such as depression, bipolar, or borderline, so I shrugged it off as part of those disorders. Then I started hearing the noises, and now I believe them. I never felt threatened, but it is just a creepy feeling at night, which could be very well just my nerves. I don't know for sure. We did a story a couple weeks ago about a nursing home and about how, you know, when people have dementia, that's your dog.
Right.
When people have dementia, that's okay. People, they just dismiss it as, well, it's their dementia. They're seeing things. It's the same thing here. So, you know, these are people who have some mental disorders. So rather than believe what they saw, it's easier to just dismiss it. But these people can still see what they're seeing,
though.
Right? As far as I'm aware, the land here was unoccupied before the residential treatment facility was built, and I know nobody has died. This confuses me, but makes me think of the school hauntings you've discussed before. Maybe because these troubled teenagers spend a long time here, usually between 1 and 2 years, perhaps it's just some residual energy for them. It makes me think of poltergeists, which I've always understood differently than you guys talk about on your show. I've learned that a poltergeist is actually energy from a living person that causes things to move, sort of like kinetic energy from psychic moves. Mm-hmm. So if I go with that idea, it makes a little more sense. Maybe troubled kids in one space can have quite a bit of negative energy. Perhaps that's just what's happening. I don't pretend to be an expert on anything supernatural. These are just my thoughts. Thank you for sharing my story. I love your show, and I look forward to listening as often as I can. Thanks for putting the show together. I don't know. We've talked about that before, too, how you can build a brand new house on a piece of land, and it can be haunted. When you think about it, maybe nobody's died in that house, but you don't know what's happened on that land. And especially when you look way back, you know, Laramie, Wyoming, at one point people were in covered wagons making their way across Wyoming or building a house in Wyoming that is so long gone. It could be something like that.
Or, you know, the other thing I think is that because this could be a place like the person mentioned, that there is a lot of maybe anxiety, a lot of fear, trauma, things that go with it. Just being a teenager in general has a lot of extra sorts of trauma and anxiousness about it. I think maybe that somebody could come back if something happened to one of those kids to that place because of the intensity that was associated with it.
And, you know, too, another thing we've talked about is objects. Could somebody have brought something with them that had something attached to it? So oh, I think there's a lot of explanations for that, actually. It doesn't just have to mean that you built something and somebody died there, because there are just way too many places that have had some really creepy things that you really can't explain. You know, it's right. Like, it's a brand new house. Nobody's died here. Then what is it that's moving things around and doing things?
I don't know, but I could see where maybe this would be a place where someone would come back to and be there.
I've got another story. You want to hear it?
Oh, I absolutely do. Let's go for it.
I recently discovered your show, and I'm definitely hooked. I've always been into the paranormal. Part of the reason is because of my family. Both sides have always had experience with ghosts and the paranormal since as long as I can remember. Of course, some of it might be urban tales, but a lot of it actually isn't. The story I want to share is actually my mother's story. My family is originally from southern Mexico. My mother was very poor as a child, so my grandmother hired her out as a maid when my mother was about 11 years old, and she helped support her younger siblings. Oh, that breaks my heart. She was just 11.
Yeah.
One of her jobs required her to move to Mexico City in the mid-70s, along with another girl who was her friend. They were the maids for a wealthy family and lived in the house, but in the basement of the house. The basement was divided into two rooms. One of them was the girls' bedroom, and the other was part of the room. The other part of the room was used for storage. There was a wall dividing the basement and a door that separated both rooms so the girls had privacy. The storage space was used to house furniture, newspapers, papers, and other items they didn't really need anymore. One evening, after my mother and the other girl had gone to sleep, my mother was awoken by a loud noise. She waited, thinking it might be the employers coming back home, but she didn't think it was them. Then her roommate woke up, and the girl stayed huddled in the room and heard the loud bangs. At one point, they heard the sounds of shuffling of papers and what sounded like the stacks of newspaper being thrown around, knocked over, and chairs being thrown around. After about 30 minutes of noise, my mother and her roommate didn't hear anything else. So apparently it just stopped after about 30 minutes. And I'm telling you, if you're huddled in your room listening to strange sounds for 30 minutes, that would seem like 2 hours.
It would seem like a really long time.
It would seem like a really long time. The girls then decided to see what had happened. They walked out looking around the room. Do you have a guess what had happened, Kathy?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. They thought they'd have a mess to clean up, but the storage room was organized and perfect when they went out. Nothing had been moved. Nothing was out of place. It looked like it did every single night. My mother and her roommate were confused and didn't know what to think of what happened and stayed up until their employers came home, which they did about an hour later. They never talked about what happened, and I've only heard this story once or twice, as my mother is a very logical person. Thanks for reading this and keep up the good work. You know, and that's happened to you. That's happened to me.
It has.
Things where, and there's nobody there.
The way I had it happen, though, was I didn't hear it. I just walked into a room that I'd been renting to some attorneys in a basement, in an old creepy, basement room. Yeah, maybe that. And it was in an old creepy basement. And for some reason or other, I was looking for some lights or something. So I unlocked the door, opened it up, and it was completely trashed. Absolutely trashed. Stuff everywhere. I remember a car seat flipped upside down. VHS tapes. The tapes were all pulled out. It was that trashed. And everything's all over the place. Shut the door. I had to go do some other things. Kind of put it out of my mind. I'm thinking we've been robbed. That right. Somebody got in there and trashed it looking for some evidence or something. I don't know. I call the attorney. He comes down because I said, we probably need to get the police. He comes down. I open the door. Nothing's wrong.
That is so weird. And that was
so
the
mine was a little
building.
Different than the fact that I saw it, the trashed out part. I didn't hear it.
But you saw it to such a point that you contacted them and said, you know, someone's gone through all your stuff. We need to get the police. Look. And
right.
Then open the door.
Yeah, I called I called the attorneys. You got to come down. And they came. Well, it was just one guy. And came over and we opened the door and absolutely nothing was wrong. I immediately felt super stupid, but also baffled. because it didn't make any sense.
Were you like, this is a haunted house or haunted building? Well,
okay, I bought the building from him. That's why he was renting that little room down there to keep stuff in. And he just kind of looked at me and went, don't worry about it. I get it. Like he kind of knew.
That's crazy.
So he didn't act like I was super stupid because his wife had worked in that building a long time. They had a shop there before we bought that building. And she'd had, I guess, many things. They didn't tell me that when I bought the building, but she'd had things happen to her too.
I remember telling you, do not buy a haunted building that used to be a funeral home. It's a bad idea. But you did.
The spirits in there, for me, always seem to be very protective of me. And, you know, other people did not have that feeling, but they seem to really like me for some reason. She's absolutely right. I totally believe it. Her mom heard somebody trashing something, went out there, nothing's wrong. It happens.
Creepy, creepy. If you like this show and want an ad-free experience, become a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay. That tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly.
Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay. That tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay. That tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, is it just me or does it feel like nothing is actually what it says it is anymore?
Yeah, like when you order chicken fingers, you don't get fingers, you get mystery nuggets.
Exactly. Well, except hotels.com.
I was going to say hotels.com because they do hotels.
Refreshing.
And when booked as a member, rewards are earned every stay. Not points that disappear, rewards that work like cash and can actually be used.
So the name checks out and the perks do too.
Yep. Members can get up to 20% off tons of hotels with no blackout dates. Just works with real travel.
Okay, that tracks.
Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.